Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And today I'm actually recording this from Sao Paulo, Brazil. There's Clacy in the back if you're watching this on YouTube. We just recorded a full episode together. It was kind of all three of us. This is Livy. Oh, I didn't even say your name. This is Livy. And I actually switched up the order a bit of how I was going to release these episodes because yesterday I was able to record an episode with Pastor Andrea. Yeah, right. Yes, and she is the pastor's wife, one of the pastors here at Paz Church in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And it was about like 10 minutes long because we only had a short gap of time to catch her. And so it worked out well. I'm going to throw it together and post it today so we can still release an episode. Enjoy this. It's such a fun testimony. This is Pastor Andrea.
Yes, amen. All right, this is Pastor Andrea of Paz Church here in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And this is going to be a quick episode because she was generous enough to squeeze us in between her meetings. So she's going to share her testimony.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We can jump into
it. I'm a Brazilian, and I'm married to an American kid. You know, my husband, he's a missionary. His family is a missionary from U.S. to Brazil. And then when I was little, actually, my family, I come from a very Catholic, idolatry Catholic, you know, family here in Brazil. And I was very involved in the church. And I'm related to the first saint, recognized saint of Brazil, you know, Frei Galvão, you know. And so I grew up in that environment. And my mom, she comes from a evangelical Christian, you know. But then she got married to my dad and she got involved with his religion. You know, it became very religion, became her religion too. So then I grew up in this set. And my dad, he used to hate Christians because Christians, unfortunately, they didn't act the way they were supposed to. So they kept telling my dad, if he didn't follow Jesus, he was going to go to hell. And my dad would get so upset with that, you know. Yeah. I know they had a good intentions, you know, but it was, that's the way it was. Yeah. So then because we had a problem there in the city with one of my mom's relative, she ended up going to the Macumba, you know, to resolve this problem. So I grew up being a Catholic, you know, but I kept going to the Macumba with my mom. Macumba, it's a witchcraft. So I grew up seeing my mom doing things like witchcraft for people, for my dad, for resolving this problem, that problem. Wow. And it was horrible. It was the time when our lives, it was just horrible. You know, my mom and dad, they start fighting more than they used to, you know, because they were already fighting a lot, but they got, you know, arguing with each other, and it was real bad. It was a lot of unfaithfulness in the wedding, and it was real bad situation, real bad situation. So that's what I grew up like that. So then if you look at me and you think, oh my goodness, this is a girl that was not chosen to be married to a American family that came as a missionary, you know, and it was real crazy. But then my grandma invited me to go to her church. And then I went to her church, and then it was a lot of religion, like it was a lot of rules. So I was like 13, and I became very full of rules, like I can use pants, I can do this, I can do that, you know. Then my uncle felt sorry for me. My uncle felt sorry because I was always with older people. So then he invited me to Paz Church. So then when I went to Paz Church, because he says there was a lot of young people there, so you'll fit there real well, so come to Paz Church. So I went to Paz Church. And it was very interesting because my husband, he's 10 years older than me. So I was 15 and he was 25. But then when I saw him, when I saw him, it was so interesting because when I saw him, I had that feeling like he's going to be my husband. And I was like, no way, I'm just 15 and I don't even want to get married. So I thought, this is not coming from God, you know, it's a crazy thought, you know. So then I started going to church, but my dad was so against me going to a Christian church. He was in favor of me going to the Macumba, but he did not want me to go to Christian church, you know. And then one day he was fighting with my mom. It was early in the morning. And then because my mom was just talking, he got the radio and turned on the radio real loud. In those days, radio was something that we use a lot, you know. So then he turned on the radio real loud to, you know, stop hearing my mom's voice. And that's when Abe, my husband, he had a Christian program early in the morning. And that's exactly that same moment that he turned on the radio and put the volume real loud. My husband said like this, you that's there fighting with your wife, you know, God has a plan for you.
On the radio.
On the radio. So my dad was like shocked. You know, he was like, I can't believe it. You know, the radio is talking to me. So ended up that I told him that was the church that I was going and he was the pastor. And that's when Jesus started changing our life, you know. So then I saw, you know, Jesus changed my whole family. My whole family gave their life to Jesus.
Wow.
My mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, you know, we got honored to baptize my dad. Wow. Then I saw the transformation. I saw the love. I saw Jesus coming in and change completely the environment. Mm-hmm. So then we became, you know, very dedicated in church. And that's when I got older, you know, and then I actually, you know, I fell in love with the pastor.
Wait, so your husband was the pastor?
He was the pastor. He was 25. Yeah. Wow. He had just came from came from U.S., you know, and became the youth pastor. And then he became the pastor. You know, the church was real little. So then it was when I was almost 21 when we got married. And I like to share this testimony because sometimes you look at people's life and you think, oh, okay, she deserves it. You know, she's married to this missionary, you know, like my husband's family, they always been a missionary family. Always kind of like a perfect family. I know that's not just that perfect family, but it looks like a perfect family, you know. And then it was like, is that a hope for you that came with such a horrible family to become a missionary, a pastor, you know? And that's how Jesus can change our lives. Now I have the privilege to start a family. Now I have 3 kids, you know, all of them serve the Lord and they're adults, you know, and I have 3 grandchildren. And it's beautiful when I look and I see my whole family follow Jesus. Wow. And that's because one person decide, I want to follow Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus, you know, and I let Jesus transform my life. You know, I obey what the Lord tells me, you know, and I try to obey everything he tells me and I see the results. Oh, so I was wanting to give hope to anybody, you know, there's hope for us. You know, I came from a horrible background and now I have a family. It's a perfect family. No, it's not a perfect family, but it's a family that follows the Lord and establishing their family in the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Come on. That's insane. And to see the fruit in the episode before this, Pastor Esther shares on what the church and how it started. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and hear, because that'll make this testimony even more powerful to see the fruit of just that one person's yes and what that did. And then you got to just join into that and watch the fruit. So it's incredible. Okay. Well, I know you got to run. So will you pray over everyone listening?
Sure, just some encouragement. Sure.
Yeah.
Father, I just pray, Father, that I know that somebody's going to be listening to this, it's because you want them to listen to this. Just give them hope, Father. There's hope in you. When we truly follow not a religion, we follow Jesus. And when Jesus comes, he makes a difference. He transforms our lives, Father. I can see through the Bible, anytime you met with somebody that really wants you, you transform. They didn't go back the same way. So I just pray that whoever's listened to this testimony, this podcast, Father, they will be touched by you and transformed by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. This is awesome. All right, guys, I hope you were so encouraged by that. I know it was quick, but it was so powerful. And I really want you guys to listen to next week's episode, because that is where we'll have Pastor Andrea's niece, Pastor Esther, come on and share the history of the church. So I was originally planning to release that one first and then ended up switching it around for the sake of just getting an episode out today. So stay tuned. The next one just adds to the story and makes it all the more amazing. But thanks so much for listening, guys. I'll catch you in 2 weeks.